Let us check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off in baseball, Major League Baseball. You had to stay up late last night, and if you did, as a Yankee fan, you were on the short end of a stick. The Mariners beat the Yankees 1-0. Ouch. 1-0. And I think it even went into extra innings. Orioles over the Blue Jays, 7-4. The Mets over the Reds, 5-1. The Cubs over the Nationals, 6-3. The Angels over the Athletics, 1-0. The Giants over the Padres, 1-0. The Diamondbacks beat the Pirates, 3-0. And as we said, the Yankees lost 1-0. All right. 1-0. 1-0. In other news, it's still big news that Serena Williams will be playing in her last U.S. Open. She's going to retire. She said it's time to move on. She's kind of lost that drive for that, and there's other things to do in life. We wish her well. We'll miss seeing one of the, if not the greatest, tennis players. All right. This story is no surprise. I'm not going to go too deep into it. I like the guy. But we all saw him on the Manning cast last year with Archie and Eli Manning. And he was a little tipsy. Well, Marshawn Lynch was arrested on suspicion of DUI. I think that. Now, a big story. Big story that is going to be reviewed and probably challenged is a judge ruled that LIV golfers suing the PGA cannot participate in FedEx Cup points. Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford argued they qualified before joining LIV. The federal judge says no. Players filed a restraining order against the PGA Tour last week. Well, that restraining order no longer will work. The PGA has maintained that anybody who joined LIV Golf will be barred from participating in tour-sponsored events, as well as the upcoming President's Cup. Quote, these players have made their choice for their own financial-based reason. But they can't demand the same PGA Tour membership benefits, considerations, opportunities, and platforms as members of the PGA do. That expectation disrespects you, our fans, and our partners. So, anyway, it's pretty done. It's probably going to be appealed. You see, the top 125 golfers qualify for the first event, the St. Jude's Invitational Golf Classic. Gooch is ranked 20th, while Jones and Swafford are ranked 65th and 67th. So due to their disqualifications, Ricky Fowler was on the outside looking in, but now is in the field this weekend. So round one in the courts goes to the PGA Tour. All right. The NFL has officially approved the sale of the Denver Broncos to Walmart's heir, to the fortune Rob Walton. I've got a feeling they're going to rename Bronco Stadium your next local Walmart. Wouldn't that be horrible? Welcome to Walmart when you go to the Denver Bronco games. It's a possibility. Yes, we're talking college football already. Texas received the number one vote in preseason coaches poll as the Longhorns enter their second season under Steve Sarkisian. Alabama is voted number one in the coaches preseason poll, though. Figure that one out. Figure that one out. Oh, goodness. All right. Another kind of sad story out of baseball. Rays' Yandy Diaz tried to stay in a separate hotel from the team amid haunting rumors. The Milwaukee Hotel was built in 1893 and has a paranormal history. The third baseman is a 6'2" guy, 215 pounds. You'd probably guess he's not frightened by much, but he is about this. So he wants to stay elsewhere. Quote, all I want is not to have any ghosts in my room, end quote, he said through an interpreter via the Tampa Bay Times. Diaz's teammates had fun with his fear. They taped a cartoon ghost on his door with the word Ciano, Spanish for watch out. Another teammate said he encountered paranormal activity when he was a rookie at the hotel in 2016. If that happens again, he plans to be friendly. If I see a ghost, I'll say hi to him. Oh, that's at least the lighter side of sports. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.